2025 sardine run. Yes, the fish is coming. Currently, fish is sitting between Kymouth and Port Alfred, about 500 meters to about 2 kilometers out to sea.
I do not know what's going to make you go fishing because it is pure angling mayhem out there.
There you go, buddy. Hit now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
What a week it has been, guys. This past week, I have heard words like mayhem, chaos, carnage, blessed, unbelievable, dreams coming true. And that was just by Tuesday. As the week progressed, I've been hearing things like, they are here, Blue Lagoon is still closed, 40 kilo kingfish, Garrick at Margate, 14 kilo pompano, massive grunter, tons of tuna. I couldn't contain myself. It has been a truly epic week. I couldn't wait to start the show, right? I mean, I was just so excited. I literally had to press start 3 times because I just couldn't. Really, it has been a truly phenomenal week. Now, in this week's show, we are talking about sardines. They are here, right? I mean, well, they are not here. They are coming here. But I have got Jay Scavender to give you the lowdown of exactly what to expect. Then we've got all the catches. This was absolutely insane. Adam, Ray, Mike V, Brad, and Ian going on about the fish that is coming out all over the entire coastline and inland. Oh, let's get into it. I can't help myself. Let's get into it. But before we do, huge shout out to my sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, I am so excited about where to start. I'm sure you can hear this in my voice. I can barely contain myself. I said it before, I said it again. I've been saying it all week. This week has been a week of dreams. It's everything an angler imagined it could be. So I'm going to start off with the talk of the town, with what's been on everyone's lips. The WhatsApp groups are cropping up like you can't believe. I'm sure you've got the notifications. Everyone is starting a sardine run hotline, a sardine run WhatsApp group. Hey, you know what? I've even joined all of them because I want to know just as much as you want to know. But we are going to know from the man that knows it all, Jay Scavender, and this is what we can expect for the upcoming Sardine Run 2025.
How's it, Vinesh? How's it, East Coasters? 2025 Sardine Run. Everyone's looking forward to it. Yes, the fish is coming. We do not know how long it takes. All we can do is predict. Probably by the middle of June. Currently, fish is sitting between Kymouth and Port Alfred, about 500 meters to about 2 kilometers out to sea. We're hoping that this fish hugs the coastline and with the few cold fronts that we've got coming up, pushes fish much faster into the KZN coastline. So yes, we'll keep you up to date and give you the most accurate information to get you on the fish, because we are always on the fish.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, that's exactly what we've been waiting weeks to hear. They are on the way and Jace is on the fish. And when Jace is on the fish, we will let you know. When I say the words, here we go, you know, the fish are here. All right. So you know what? Here's a sneak peek. Here's what's going to be happening. We've got a deep dive coming up where we are going into great detail with the entire lowdown of what you need about the sardine run, right? I mean, from its migration to when it's in Jace's net, we are going to do it all. It's going to be a series on the deep dive. So look out for it. New episode will drop next week. Stay in touch with Angler News Podcast. All right. Now let's get into the fishing report. Let me start off with Mike V and Brad Krobler, because Durban is absolutely cracking right now.
How's it, guys? Yes, with the flat seas that we had the last few days, it has been epic fishing. Really epic fishing. You pick it, I think it's been caught. A lot of spinner sharks, a lot of grey sharks. In the mix of that, there was a good couple of browns and small sandies, honeys. One or two better fish in the mix as well had been hooked. Some lost, some landed. But yeah, it was epic fishing. The guys that chose to chase the cob and the bronze bream and things like that, they also did very well up and down the coast. All of them. I heard of one giant pompano came out of Tinley. I think it was 14 kilos. And then there was a couple stumpies on Mshlanga Lighthouse. So yeah, there was some epic rock and surf fishing this last few days. Saying that, the flat sea also helped the paddle skiers and ski boaters. Good couple of big size cooter came out. Some lovely snook. Quite a few snook actually came with the back line of Virginia. The guys were catching them off Virginia Pier on the spoons. So yeah, that was very nicely done. couple doggers, couple heelback in the deep on the bottom. There's quite a few guys also getting some lovely slingers, things like that. Durban Bay, lovely grunter. Good couple of those half cobs, some nice snappers, but some lovely grunter. Since late in the season, the kingies have gone a little bit quiet. A couple springer as well, but not a lot. It's been all about the grunter in Durban Bay. Guys, have fun. Thanks a lot. This is Mike V for ANSA News. Enjoy.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, Brad from Linsky Fishing Charters with your ski boat report for the Durban area of the last week. Guys, the fishing has been pretty darn great. There was a whole lot of other fish arriving. Let's start off with the real deep with bottom fishing. Slinger soldiers, the general stuff are all pretty much boiling all over the place. Still, there are plenty of half cob around, although they do seem to be moving from reef to reef, so you just have to look around and find them. In the nighttime, there's been some really good some heelback and doggers also coming out on the southern sides. Yes, and amongst that as well, there's been some pretty good amberjacks that have been coming out. Yeah, great fight. Big fat gangster fish. On the game fish side, once again, still the cooter and snook. There was one little jet ski managed to, while trying to catch half cob, and our marlin jumped onto his bottom rod. Unlucky for him that it eventually snapped his rod and fish managed to escape. I said, this is Brad for Angling News South Africa. Clowns, keep it real, and speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Whoa, that is music to my ears. Did Mike say name the fish and you will catch it? Did Brad say it is pretty darn good and boiling all over the place? Oh, yes, they did. Now, speaking of Durban, right, here's another thing that's coming up. We have got a special report about Blue Lagoon. I have chatted with the heads of Blue Lagoon Angling Crew. I have chatted with the municipality as to what is going on. If you want to know all of that, it is coming up. The next special report of the Angling News KZN reports. All right, so look out for that. That is coming out straight after the show. So that's why you want to make sure you follow our channel. Everything you need to know about Blue Lagoon is in this one. All right, now let's move on to the North Coast, right? The North Coast was absolutely firing with cob, but going even more crazy with gray sharks. Now, this was throughout the entire North Coast. Obviously, there were certain areas that were hotter than others, and that area was Tugela, North and South Bank, cob coming out on either side of those areas. And then as we move forward, the North, guys, it's just been offshore, 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 offshore with that tuna. It's been tuna for days. It's been cooter coming out. It's been absolutely epic on the North Coast. If you are on a kayak, if you are on a ski boat, if you are on a jet ski, just get out there. Now let's see what's happening with the freshwater news. We are with Jan. It's 1 week left for trout season on the riverside. However, still water is firing, and that's exactly what I wanted to hear because that's where I'm heading this weekend.
Hey there, guys. So the winter fishing seems to be taking off finally. And I say winter because it is still rather unseasonally warm. That being said, I am keeping a wary eye on the weather forecast because from previous experience, as soon as I put my foot out, I tend to trip over it. So we wait with bated breath to see what the weather gods will bring us to the table over the next week or so. Water levels are dropping fast, with the flow over the Midmar Dam will almost certainly come to a grinding halt this week, but in the same breath, on the upside, river levels have dropped to fishable conditions. Fast being labelled as the season that wasn't, but with a week to go before the official closure of the trout river season, and judging by the number of returns, the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers have certainly been out and about, and some good fish have been reported from the Moy, Bushman's and Namgani rivers, with a combination of dry and dropper accounting for most of the fish. A mixed bag, pun intended here, in the returns from the NFFC Stillwater anglers, with some weather-related blank returns in amongst those that reported fish. And as mentioned, water temperatures not yet quite cold enough to kick the fish into high gear, but almost certainly will change as we dive deeper into winter. This past weekend saw the first leg of the Tops Corporate Challenge taking place in the waters around Nottingham Road. Some 60 anglers battled it out, and while the fish were described as reluctant, with some anglers blanking sessions, over 300 fish came to the measuring tape, with the top angler managing to account for an impressive 20 fish. The biggest fish of the event taped out at 58 centimeters or 23 inches. Congrats to all anglers concerned. With the fishing at Albert Falls being described as very tough, bass anglers are not having an easy time of it of late. However, reports indicate fish are starting to feed up for winter, and there was even mention of a 10 kilogram bag over the last week. Midmar Dam, on the other hand, is still reportedly fishing well. Albert Falls pays host to the PMB Bassmasters Triple Skins Bass Challenge this weekend. Tightline saw all anglers, and we look forward to reporting next week. On the yellow fish front, recent reports have it that the winter scaly anglers are polishing their gear. Fishing might be slower, but the rewards are bigger fish. Guys, do stopping at the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice. And this is Jan Karabal reporting for Kingfisher Maritzburg and for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. That is exactly what I wanted to hear because, like I said, I am going trout fishing this weekend. I'm going to be up at Crystal Waters, right? That's in Drakensberg. Guys, it is the most serene place you could go as an angler, right? We love our chaos. We love our mayhem. We love our absolute carnage down the saltwater side of things. But every now and then, you want to just take a step back and enjoy the serenity of life. No cell phone reception, nothing to worry about. It's just you, your rod, and an open lake where you are going to catch some trout. It is going to be beautiful. I do it once a year. I am so looking forward to it. If you want to know what I am up to and what is going on and why I love this so much, why I look so forward to this, well, follow my social media channels. I will be posting videos pretty much as soon as I come back because, like I said, zero reception. It's just me and my fishing rod. Now, let's get into the thick of the action. Let's get into where the madness is happening, the chaos is happening, and where everything is happening, where all the species are coming out, where Adam is even talking about throwing a stone and it will hit a fish. But before we get to Adam, let's chat to Ray about what's been happening on the upper half of the South Coast.
As usual, lots and lots of edible fish down at Margate this weekend that just went past. Flat, calm seas, bronze bream, cob, shad, garrick, a couple of blue rays and hound sharks. So it was absolutely lovely down at Margate area. Pennington, Scottborough, all the way through to Mamsumtoti was a lot quieter. The odd grey shark, the odd skate, one or two little diamonds coming out. The good news is that garrick have definitely arrived here in the Warners area. A couple of garrick were caught this week. There were quite a few actually landed. So yeah, put a line out there, take your live bait, go sit on the beach and enjoy yourselves. Cheers, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Oh, yes, we will be having a great weekend. And I'll tell you why. It's because of what Adam is going to tell us right now.
Hey, Banesh. I hope you're doing well, my friend. All the listeners out there have had an epic week. It's been absolutely awesome down in the South Coast. From turtles to garrick to sharks in between, it's seriously happening down south. So, guys, yes, it's been a non-ed haven down here with greys all over the show. We've had some hammers popping up eventually. We've had some reggies popping up and hounds abound, guys. So, yes, non-eds are definitely down in the South Coast. But some good news, we have had some edible fish landed from bream to nice shad, 60, 70 centimeter shad. We've had some kingfish around. We had a beautiful GT landed recently in Mzumbi. And we've also had a garrick off Margate Pier. So yes, all those fish are slowly moving up. The water is still a bit warm. However, we are definitely seeing loads of activity in the water down south. So it is happening, Vinesh. Our water's cleaned up quite nicely. We've had some decent currents. Well, not too massive swells at this stage, but it's been happening, which is good. And we're waiting for that because we're waiting for those sods. And we know that the sods like the colder water and the temp has been dropping slightly. There's a cold front coming through and that's going to help us quite a bit. And I'm hoping that with these sods this year, we're going to get loads of game fish action because it has been sorely lacking down on the coast. It's almost like the bream have completely disappeared and you're getting 1-1-1. However, they have slowly started popping up. And yes, guys, the shad are slowly coming on the box. In terms of deep sea, we had the Shelly Beach Interclub recently. The guys got gas bottle size amberjacks. They got some awesome tuna and snook. So yes, Vinesh, things are happening, as I said, my friend. In terms of the freshwater side, the guys are getting a bit of smaller bass and they getting some decent sized carp with Hugo getting his hands on some really nice sized specimens recently. So guys, yes, we've got to run through this. Definitely happening on the South Coast. Freshwater, saltwater, rock and surf, and deep sea. It's all happening at this stage. Let's hope things stay the way they are because that purple patch is continuing, Vinesh. And I forgot that there was Kuta down in the Transkei-Nyameni side. So yes, Vinesh, there are decent fish deep sea, decent fish rock and surf, and definitely something's happening freshwater. Otherwise, guys, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
That is why we saved the best for last. us because Adam Lyon had it all. He's been sending me catches all week, and I had to change our cover at least 3 times because the catches just got better and better and better and better and better. I couldn't help myself, right? I mean, he's just been flooding me with content. And if you want to see this content, make sure to follow our socials. And speaking of following, just a reminder that special KZN report is coming out straight after this. It's all about what's happening at Blue Lagoon. It's been closed since the 8th of January. It is still closed. We do not know when it's going to happen. But on this next podcast, we are talking to Blue Lagoon Angling Crew, and I have got intel from the municipality themselves. They finally responded, and it's going to be all in this next podcast. So listen out for that. All right. And if that is not going to tickle your fancy, Sardine Run 2025, we are deep diving right into it. So follow that channel as well. Deep dive. Guys, we are talking to Jace Govender, and we are going to get to know about everything with regards to the Sardine Run. And by the end of the series of the podcast, I can guarantee you, you will know as much as Jace when it comes to where are the fish, when they are coming out, and how we are going to get them. All right, so that's our show. That's a wrap up. I'm excited. I am going fishing. I know you are going fishing. If you do not go fishing after this report, well, then I do not know what's going to make you go fishing, because it is pure angling mayhem out there. So until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.